Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the recorded live, I'm live while I'm recording it, show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me when I get older? How do I make wise decisions? How do I do all this stuff that I can't do for myself? What happens when I lose independence? How do we take care of grandma and grandpa? How do we deal with the issues of aging? Welcome to Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. This show is California's single best source on the issues of aging. 20 years on KFBK, recorded every week, so everything is fresh and new and up to date. Try to be current, have stacks of things everywhere. To talk about. And I've got a lot to talk about today. Some days I don't. Some days I really struggle on what I'm going to talk about. But today, while I'm recording this show, it's absolute clarity. It's kind of icky stuff, but I think you can handle it. Let me get some housekeeping stuff out of the way right away. Again, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one who knows what they're doing, what they're talking about, and all that good stuff. All attorneys are not created equal just because they pass the bar. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, folks, but if I don't say that, people will get mad. Even though this show is not about insurance, it's not about annuities, not about, I don't know, and whatever, I have to say that. I have to tell you I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California. That license allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm a notary. I don't have to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. I don't know how to repair your water heater. I probably don't need to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you that anyhow. With all the regulations that there are now, folks, on everybody, remember, all regulations are designed to create more court activity and more regulatory activity. Regulations almost never are there to help anybody. So I have to tell you all this because there's a regulation that says it. I have a good friend who was a political consultant for a lot of years, and he said something that I always thought really made a lot of sense. He said, almost every law comes out of some individual assemblyman or some individual state senator or somebody with a bone to pick about something or at someone, and out of that comes a rule or a regulation. And I think he's right on. What else do I have to tell you? I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything that I talk about here is my opinion only, and should not ever be taken as any form of legal, financial, tax, plumbing, electrical, or water management advice. It's my opinion only. My opinion's usually pretty good when it comes to long-term care issues and nursing homes and Medi-Cal, but it's my opinion only. A couple other good things. Remember, I have a workshop coming up on the 17th. Saturday the 17th of November. It's my next to the last workshop of the year. It is limited to 15 people. We had a great time at the last workshop, really did. It was an engaged group, lots of things going on in people's lives, and it was helpful. So if this is a concern to you or your family, you will not want to miss my workshop. Pardon me, on the 17th. It's at my office here in town. You'll need tickets to get in. There's no walk-ins. How do you get tickets? You go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, Assets, and Aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Scroll down, and you'll find a place, pardon me, where you can sign up for my workshop. You can also call me. You can always call me. If you need to get in to see me, if you're dealing with someone who's ill, you can always get in to see me. My phone number is 800-999-8007. So yes, even if you're here in beautiful Sacramento and Northern California, listening to KFBK, it's an 800 number. 800-999-8007. What else? That's probably enough to start. Oh, don't forget my book. If you haven't read my book yet, you ought to get a hold of it. It's called Navigating Frailty. They'll be available in my workshop. Check out my website. My archived radio shows are there. My podcasts are there. You can sign up for my free newsletter, which is chock full of information always. What else? I think that's enough, and then we can, again, you can always get a hold of me at assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, or my phone, which is 800-999-8007. I know what I want to talk about. I don't know how to get into it. It's one of those things that I don't want to hammer you between the eyeballs with. There was an article which I cannot find right now. I'm looking everywhere for it. Let me see if it's up here. Oh, here it is. I found it right here. I found it. Just a second. I found it. And it's from the local paper. And as usual, it doesn't say anything. But the idea was a good idea, but the writer of the article didn't take it anywhere. The topic of the art, and it's written by somebody that runs a nonprofit, and I'm always leery of nonprofits. I probably shouldn't be, but I am. Also, the author is under 30, it looks like, or whatever, and probably hasn't been around long enough to understand seniors, but that's okay. The article raises a question. And it's from the local newspaper, and it's from November the 2nd. And I don't know if it was in the paper or just in the online version, but I saw it because I do Google alerts for different words. And it's talking about the election. And it says, no matter who's elected in California, they have to pay more attention to seniors. That in the coming, by the year 2050, the over 65 population in California will increase by 4 million. I mean, that's not that far away. That's not that far away. He says 2050, but then he says 12 years. So I don't know if he meant 2030 or if he meant 2050. But let's assume he meant 2030 because he says it's 12 years away. The senior population in California will grow by 4 million. And he says, California, no matter who's elected governor, no matter who's elected, politicians have to become more concerned about seniors. And I'm here to tell you, one of the things he says in the article, it says, and the article is Why California's Next Governor Must Focus on Seniors by Eric Dowdy. And one of the things he says in the article is, simply put, we need a master plan for aging that replaces California's disjointed and fragmented approach. We have no approach. Nobody in state government gives a you-know-what about seniors. They don't. Look at who politicians pander to. It's simple. All you got to do is look. All you got to do is look at bills, look at propositions, look at all the propositions that were on the ballot. There was the one supposedly about senior housing, but who's it for? It's developers. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but the senior lobby didn't get behind that. Look at all the rules that pass. You know, the rules about elder abuse in nursing homes, elder abuse here, but none of them are about impoverished seniors. None of them are about seniors living on Social Security. None of them are about affordable housing. None of them are about any of that kind of stuff. There is nobody, and no one will ever convince me of the contrary, because I've been around doing this for over 30 years, and I've been on the radio for 20. And no one will ever convince me, ever, that anybody, and I've been in the legislature, I have talked to assembly people, and they're very polite, and they're very nice, and then they say goodbye, and you leave, and they don't care. They don't care. I remember once talking to one young assemblyman who will remain unnamed, and who literally did not care what I was talking about. All he cared was about one particular group, and it was not seniors in his district that provided most of the money and most of the votes to get him elected. He didn't care. I was there with an elder law attorney. I was there with somebody. He didn't care. I've testified in front of committees. They don't care. So the article is important only in that if you think that the California legislature is going to do anything to help seniors, they have so many chances, folks. I've been talking about it, like the waiver programs, like PACE, like IHSS, things that would be less expensive than paying for nursing homes, but nobody cares about it. They just simply don't. Next time you're cruising around a neighborhood and you're looking at homeless people, look at how many. I know a lot of them are mentally ill and a lot of them are drug addicts and all that, but I want you to look at the number of people who are older. I want you to look at the number of veterans who are out there who are 65, 70 years old and are on the streets. I just want you to pay attention to that. So I guess my way of getting into this subject is, for over 30 years, I have been surrounded by the frail elderly and their families. I have seen more icky stuff than you can imagine. I have seen probably, I can't tell you how many people I've seen in the hundreds, if not the thousands, of people who are incompetent, of people who were dying, of people who were wasting away, of people with no hope. And for 20 years on the radio and for 30 years, over 30 years of doing this, my message has been the same. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to your family. It's going to happen to somebody you love. I've watched my mother die ill and infirmed. I watched my mother-in-law die ill and infirmed. I've watched aunts and uncles die in my own family ill and infirmed. I found out in the last month that one of my dearest friends of 20 years has dementia. Just broke my heart. Early stages, but I know where it's going. I know where it's going. And the day is going to come when he's not going to know who I am. Who in your family is that person? In the last week, I've had a spouse in my office whose husband has dementia. And she's trying to take care of him the best she can, and it's not very good. And trying to find a place, and her children are not there to be supportive, and he's severely demented, and she's doing her very best, and she's having a really tough time trying to find a place, because it's becoming harder and harder and harder to find a place for people who are I don't want to say unmanageable, but are difficult because of lawsuits. It's becoming harder and harder and harder to find a place that will take somebody who's difficult, who's a problem case, who's on certain meds because they're terrified of lawsuits. It's becoming harder and harder to find quality caregivers for home care. It's just becoming harder and harder. It's getting harder and harder for me to recommend placement agencies. I had somebody that I saw this week who has a father who's never coming out of the hospital. And he's large. And the mother has been trying to take care of this person at home. And he's never going to leave the hospital. And the whole family is distraught. And, oh, by the way, just to make it interesting, the mother, it may be in the early stages of dementia. And, oh, by the way, the children live out of state. Is that happening in your family? I'm recording this on Wednesday. That's my life this week. And I see it all day long, every day. And when I read the article that it's only going to get worse, I appreciate the article. I appreciate the author's effort. But it doesn't begin to scratch the surface of what's going on out there in the real world. I was in a nursing home this week with someone who isn't even 70 and has had a stroke, has no family, and is going to be in a nursing home for the rest of their life. It's sad. It's hard. There's nobody. Who in your life do you know that has nobody? Who in your life do you know that's struggling with this? What family member, what friend, what cousin, whatever there is? This is one of those days when I wish I could take phone calls, that this was still a live show, because the board would start to light up in a little while with people who were calling with stories of the stuff that has happened to them. It happens over and over and over and over, and it happens every day of every week of every year for 30 years. Now, I'm not trying to make it sound like somebody should take pity on me. It's my job. It's what I do. It's how I make my living. I get that. It's fine. But the magnitude of all of this has not gotten better. People used to say to me, and I used to believe to some extent, well, you know, what a terrible job I'm in, because eventually all the seniors are going to get help, and who am I going to get for a client? You know, everybody and his uncle is pretending to be out there doing this. There's this whole thing called elder law attorneys that's grown up. There's people trying to do what I do who, you know, it's everywhere. You can go online and you can get stuff online. It doesn't work, but you can still get it. And what I have found is in the 30 years of doing this and being on this radio program and harping at you, it hasn't gotten better. There are thousands of you listening to this program. Two of you will call me this week. And yet this is happening in every single one of your families. It's happening to your mom or your dad or your grandma or your grandpa or somebody. Three or four of you will call up and sign up for my workshop. But it's happening to every one of you. On the questionnaire I hand out at the workshop, I ask people five questions. And the last two questions are, tell me when you're going to die and tell me when you're going to need care. And everybody laughs at those two questions. But it's the reason why, those two questions are the reason why people don't come in. Because some of you are listening right now and you're saying to yourself, well, Bob, those are all terrible stories. Those are terrible stories. I even know some people that that's happened to, but it's never going to happen to me. It's never going to happen to my husband. It's never going to happen to my wife. I'll never let it happen to my mom or my dad. It's never going to happen. Are you sure? Of course it's going to happen. All the people that I've had in my office this week and over the last 30 years who had something bad happen to them, every single one of them, without fail, not most of them, every single one of them at some point said, not going to happen to me. Not going to happen to my mom. I'll never let that happen to my husband or my wife or my Grammy or my Grampy. And yet, here we are. And in my life and in my career, it's happened thousands of times. Not hundreds of times, not scores of times, not dozens of times, but thousands of times. This is Wednesday, and I have dealt with five, I'm not even going to tell you about the rest of them, five really heartbreaking stories of people who are toward the end of life and are beginning to lose independence, and nobody knows what to do, and everybody thinks it's not going to get worse, and that they have time, and that it's going to be better. And then it's, here's a client just going about life, fairly young, will be in a nursing home the rest of his life because of a stroke. Another man, being taken care of by his wife, gets to the point where she can't take care of him anymore. It's almost destroyed her life. He's going to be in a nursing home the rest of his life. Not home care, not assisted living, a nursing home. One of my dearest friends, I told you, now has dementia. And I know where it's going to go. You know where it's going to go. Because you've heard me talk about this a lot. Now, I happen to know he's prepared and done a bunch of stuff, because I made sure of it a long time ago. But nonetheless, it's happening in your family. I want you just to think in your head about the three people you know that this is happening to right now, and that they're really, 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 really struggling with this. They are really, really, really struggling with this. And I know that they're looking for help. And so the issue is, where are they going to get help? And how are you going to be helpful to them? And where can they turn? Well, that's why this show has been doing this, and I've been doing this for 20 years on this radio program. During the break, call me. Say it's time. We have to sit down and take care of this. We have to fix this. Whatever it is in your family. 800-999-8007. And just call me and say, we need to fix it. We've got a problem and we need to fix this. Time never makes this better. It only makes the issues that I deal with every day worse. If you're at the beginning end of this and you're struggling with what to do, get to my workshop on the 17th. Like I said, there's only 15 people, and if I'm not full, I'm pretty close to it. I'm pretty close to it. How do you get to the workshop? You go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. Scroll down, you'll find the sign-up page. You can sign up for my workshop online. But you can always call me. 800-999-8007. Who in your family is someday going to become one of my stories? Who in your family is everybody looking at and going, this isn't good? this is not going to end well. Who in your family is so ill and being taken care of by a spouse or by a child, and that caregiver's health is being damaged by all of this? Who in your family is that? It's in every family. So who is it in your family? We're going to take a little break. Then I'm going to be back. We're going to talk about nursing home rights in a little bit. During that break, give me a call, 800-999-8007. Get to the workshop or go to assetsandaging.com and sign up there. Again, we're going to take just a little break. I'll be back right after that break with more good stuff and the issues of aging and the aging process right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.